Chapter 2. Dawn broke over Newtown Prison. Angus stretched, yawned, and half opened his eyes. "Ah, I feel much better now," he said to himself. "I think that little nap did me good." He stood up and looked for his belt, but for some reason it wasn't on the floor where he'd dropped it. He yawned again and thought about going back to sleep. But then, to his surprise, he suddenly saw his belt hanging on a key which was in the lock of the open door of cell 269. Angus blinked twice. "Something's wrong here," he said to himself. "But what is it?" Gradually, shockingly, horrifyingly, the awful truth dawned on him. When Angus had at last worked out what had happened, he rushed down the corridor and ran up the steps to the prison governor's office. With his heart pounding, he banged on the door. "Governor! Governor!" he shouted. "Let me in! Let me in!" Sir Gerald Prescott was sitting at his desk, reading the Times. "Come in," he said. "The door's open." Angus rushed in, his red face covered with sweat. "What's the matter, Macpherson?" the prison governor asked. "You look a bit upset." "It's Frederick Carruthers," Angus shouted. "He's broken out of his cell and run away, and it was all my fault." "Now calm down," Sir Gerald said, "and go through the whole story very slowly, right from the start." Angus sat down and took a deep breath. "Well, sir," he began, "last night I stretched out on a wooden bench near cell 269. I took off my belt and dropped it onto the floor. Then I nodded off for a few minutes. While I was asleep, Carruthers stretched out his hand, picked up the belt and took off one of the keys. He opened his cell and slipped out through the side door." "But that's terrible!" the prison governor screamed, tearing up his Times and bursting into tears. Angus took a handkerchief out of his pocket and handed it to Sir Gerald. No, sir," he said. "There's no need to cry. It wasn't your fault that Carruthers escaped. I shouldn't have taken off my belt and nodded off like that. But don't worry, Governor. I'll make up for it. I'll give up my lunch break and go out and look for him and find out where he is."